Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting ninth. The DH, Dave Bergman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting 8th. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pettis moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Pat Sheridan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Pettis scores. Whitaker moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Noakes hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder who is chasing the ball. Pettis reaches third base with a triple. Bergman scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheridan. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Morris. Jacoby moves to third. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheridan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sheridan hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allenson hits a pop-up into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Washington hits a line drive towards left. Sheridan chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Sheridan. Washington moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Upshaw reaches third base with a triple. Washington scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Noakes is 0-for-1 in the game. Noakes hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bergman hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Snyder moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pettis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pettis hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheridan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Noakes is 0-for-2 in the game. Noakes hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon scores. Noakes moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Noakes scores. Salazar moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Buddy Black now pitching. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pettis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pettis hits a line drive into right field. Snyder picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Snyder. Salazar scores. Bergman moves to third. Pettis moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to third. Trammell moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon is walked intentionally. Ray Knight pinch hits for Matt Noakes. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Washington. Washington throws it away. That's an error on Washington. Brookins scores. Trammell scores. Lemon moves to third. Knight moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-2, Tigers. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon scores. Knight moves to third. It's 8-2, Tigers. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knight scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Tigers. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bergman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bergman takes first base on ball four. Salazar moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salazar moves to third. Bergman moves to second. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salazar scores. Bergman scores. Whitaker moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-2, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Heath now catching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Bando pinch hits for Andy Allinson. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Domingo Ramos pinch hits for Julio Franco. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Domingo Ramos now playing second base. Chris Bando now catching. Bill Lasky now pitching. Jim Wallowander pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wallowander is called out on strikes. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Wallowander now playing shortstop. Eric King now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Tigers. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Wallowander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Clark now playing left field. Mel Hall now playing center field. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Salazar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bergman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Schottsetter covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pettis is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Whitaker is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.